with Hashem's loving grace. Welcome to Emunah News on the Emunah Beams Network, where you'll find out what's really happening in the world. This is your host, Laser Brody, from the Holy Land of Israel, with a pre-Yom Kippur news update and message that's entitled Avalanche or Birth. It sounds weird, but it's an exact description of current events right now before Yom Kippur. You wouldn't think of juxtaposing an avalanche with a birth because they're total opposites. For a mountain climber, or for a village at the base of a snow-covered mountain, an avalanche brings death to the world. On the other hand, a birth brings life to the world. That's the exact opposite in another way, too. Whereas an avalanche starts out as a beautiful, serene, snow-covered mountain, it ends as a tragic disaster, burying everything in its way. In stark contrast, a birth begins as an unsightly event that looks like a disaster, accompanied by excruciating pain, cries of suffering, and other graphic things that we need not describe, but it ends up as a joyous celebration of a bris or a kiddush as we welcome the cherished new member of the family. On the flip side, the avalanche and the birth are identical. Once they start, there's no going back. In the case of an avalanche, once that little snowball starts rolling down the mountain at the top, it grows in mass and volume while it progressively accelerates. That means that its velocity becomes stronger and stronger, making it all the more deadly. Labor pains before birth are quite similar. They too become progressively stronger and stronger and progressively more intense, but just when the mother thinks that she cannot stand another moment, the baby is born. We're now at the most pivotal moment in all of history. People scoffed at COVID-19, both in America and in Israel, and thought it was just an excuse for the government to take away our civil liberties. Since few heeded the message that Hashem was conveying, as you've heard me say repeatedly on my other podcasts that relate to COVID-19, the pandemic became twice as deadly. In the U.S. right now, the western states are battling not only COVID-19, but dozens of wildfires, maybe hundreds of wildfires, that have killed many, displaced thousands, and destroyed whole towns. Oregon's governor said this could be the greatest loss of human life and property in the state's entire history. 11 days ago, the news reported that the smoke reached Chicago. Since then, 7 days ago, the smoke reached New England, and 3 days ago, a satellite caught it polluting the air of North Europe. The USA is also burning from a rise of anarchy in the streets, unemployment, violence, BLM, and anti-Semitism that's on the constant rise. In short, there's an avalanche of troubles. So we have to ask ourselves, why is all this happening before Yom Kippur? Almost 2,800 years ago, Nineveh, then a liberal, fun-loving metropolitan center in Babylon, faced total destruction because of their evil ways and their total forsaking of Hashem. Hashem, who has compassion on all his creations, sent Jonah the prophet to warn them that they were facing doom. Surprisingly, the king of Nineveh and the entire populace heeded Jonah's warning. There was an entire 3-day lockdown where all commerce came to a halt and the people repented, from the great king down to the lowest prisoners and slaves. Nineveh was spared. If the evil people of Nineveh did tshuva and were forgiven, then Hashem's chosen children certainly can. Tshuva turns an avalanche into a birth process. Our sages teach us that the Geula will come in one of two ways, either in its appointed time, whether or not Israel makes tshuva. In that case, it comes with an avalanche of troubles, just as we see right now. But if Israel does make tshuva, the entire process is hastened, just like a birth process that's hastened a number of ways. Instead of becoming an avalanche, the same troubles actually hasten the Geula, the birth of redemption. We see it with our own eyes. Some people are trying to fight BLM and the violence on the streets, and others are understanding that it's not BLM, and it's not the anti-Semites talking, but it's Hashem. They're understanding that the message Hashem wants us to understand is that we should pick up the phone and call Nefesh B'Nefesh right now and start making plans for Aliyah. Other people, they try to fight COVID-19 with vaccines, but that doesn't seem to help either, if Hashem doesn't want it to help. Others use COVID-19 as a stimulant for tshuva, to stop talking in shul, to stop speaking slander about other people, and that way, the COVID-19 is a trouble that morphs into a stimulant of geula and a big blessing. So what do we do? In Egypt, our forefathers hastened the geula by yelling out to Hashem. They turned a decree of 400 years into a decree of 210 years. On the other hand, they were supposed to leave Egypt and arrive in Israel within 3 days. But their slander about the land of Israel and their complaining in the desert turned a three-day journey into a 40-year journey. This Yom Kippur is a major crossroads. If we take it lightly, no one knows the suffering that might come, heaven forbid. But if we make sincere tshuva and pour our hearts out to Hashem this Yom Kippur, the avalanche of troubles will certainly become the birth of Geula and the imminent coming of Mashiach. Don't say that you're too small and insignificant and you don't have the power to effect a change. The Gemara in Kedushin 40b says that one person who does the mitzvah of making sincere tshuva on Yom Kippur could favorably tip the scales of the entire world. We all must assume individual responsibility and tell ourselves that the Geula depends on what each of us does this Yom Kippur. May you and your loved ones be signed and sealed for the best year of your life, together with Mashiach, the Geula, and our rebuilt Holy Temple, speedily in our days. Amen. God bless.